Rolling Stone today, they profile 70 different election officials who have been put into position in the swing states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, who are election denialists, committed election denialists. Officials that have been put in place in all of those swing states to make sure that election results, no matter what they are, do not get certified in those states this year. Quote, at least 22 of these election officials have already refused or delayed certification processes in recent elections. According to Democratic election lawyer Mark Elias, quote, I think we are going to see mass refusals to certify the election in November. Quote, Republicans are counting on not just that they can disrupt the election in big counties, they're counting on the fact that if they don't certify in several small counties, you can't certify statewide results.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
So this is something we really need to be concerned and worry about is, are these election deniers in a lot of these key states in the United States. We're going to have a problem with this because these people are radical morons. Radical MAGA morons, and they're going to do whatever they can for their orange dictator. They're going to do whatever they can for Lord, if you will, because they believe they're working for the Lord. These people are going to do whatever they can to refuse to certify the election. Now, you saw that video, the first warning shot of what's going to happen. And we have a lot to be concerned about that because Donald Trump is going to do whatever it takes to get back into that White House. He's got a lot of legal problems, and people refuse to believe this, but he really does not want to be president. He doesn't want to be president again. He hated it when he was president in 2016. He hated the work. He hated doing the formalities of being a president. He has a very short attention span. He wants to just golf and brag about him being president, but he doesn't like the work that goes with it. And Melania, she absolutely does not want to go back to that White House. As a matter of fact, that time she was missing between, I forgot when it was, 2017 or so, I know she tried to escape. She tried to get the hell out of that White House. Remember, she was missing for a while and everyone was asking, where in the hell is Melania? Where did she go? And they came up with a statement, I even forgot what it was. It didn't make sense. They had to come up with something. I believe she escaped. She jumped that wall and she went somewhere and said, she's not coming back. She does not like that White House. And she was quoted as saying, I'm never going back to that place again. I can't imagine what's going to happen if this orange, sweaty Cheeto gets back into that White House, what she's going to do, because she wants no part of it. She likes the notoriety. She loves the money. She's just another Donald Trump. She is exactly Donald Trump. She's only looking out for herself. It's all about the money. She wants absolutely nothing to do with that sweaty, bloated orange Cheeto. And that's basically it. She doesn't want to be the first lady. She hated it. And we're going to see what happens. Hopefully, he will never get into the White House. But my point on all this is that he has to become president because he needs to try to save his buns from going to prison. And the only way to do that is if he becomes president, he can make all those legal problems go away. And that's what he's looking at. That's why he wants to get back into that White House. So he needs the help of these election deniers in these key states. And they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that their great orange dictator becomes president because they think they have a cause. They're working for the Lord and they're working for Donald Trump. So we're going to see some of these crackpots like we did before, a handful of them. And as a matter of fact, there's still a process of a few of these being prosecuted. And I hope they throw them in jail for not doing their job, basically breaking the law. So we got to worry about this. There's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be delays. There's going to be some chaos. So I would only say to prevent this and try to make this as easy as possible, the more votes everybody's got to go out there and vote. So it's got to be so clear. It's got to be so direct to show that Kamala Harris won. There's nothing really they can deny. They can't refuse to certify an election that's so blatantly clear that Kamala won that it'll make Donald Trump put his tail between his legs and go home and then possibly later on go to prison. Thank you.